Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about the benefit of using lists to help you achieve your goals. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey everybody, it's Dan. So just something I was thinking about from a coaching call that I had yesterday with a client of mine. So this chap, very successful, knows what he wants to do, but basically isn't doing it, even though he knows it's in his best interests, and even though he knows what to do, but he's still not doing it. And it's like something I can totally relate to, and I'm pretty sure most people, most successful people, can relate to it as well. You know, you get people who have a weight loss result, for example. I knew a guy lost 2 stone, and then he lost 2 stone, and then he went and put it all back on again. And it's like, why did you do that? You had the holy grail of weight loss as evidenced by the 2 stone weight loss, and yet you put it back on. And it basically comes down to the fact that we know what we should be doing, and for whatever reason, we get out of sync, we get out of habit, life gets in the way, and so on and so forth. And I totally get it, totally relate, pretty sure you do too. So what can you do about this? And this is one of the things that I do. And this may help you. So first of all, I've got my list of goals for the year written down. And so every morning I go through that list, and the question I ask myself is the job that I'm doing right now, the task, whatever it is that I happen to be doing at that time, is that moving me closer to these goals? And if I'm not doing a task right now, I can look at those goals and I go, okay, what do I need to do today that will help me in 5 years' time or in 12 months' time achieve these goals? And it's really cool because it's just sat there, it's on my desk, and it just simply helps me to remember what the I'm supposed to be doing. Because sometimes I wake up and I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing that day. Now, the ultimate expression of this is a complete time management strategy where you allocate tasks to every hour. And that's the ideal. And sometimes I can get that done too. And other times, I am so far removed from being in the frame of mind to be robot-like. I mean, when I do that thing, it's so efficient, it's off the scale. Like my efficiency, I can fit 6 weeks in one, right? But to be able to operate that level constantly, all day, every day, I find really hard as well. But I can have moments of that, or days of that, or weeks of that, and then I go back to my normal form. And my normal form is, you know, meandering. And this is how I think most people do it. They go on Facebook, to Twitter, to the news, to their email. Nothing's happened, so then we go back to Facebook and Twitter, and nothing's happened. Then we go on the news, and nothing's happened. And then we'll do a task eventually, because we've like got nothing else to do. Or we'll play on the Xbox. Basically, anything other than the thing that we're supposed to do. And the task usually isn't the big one that will move them forward considerably. It's a smaller task. And I totally get it, but the ultimate expression of it is time management. And if you can do that, that's wonderful. You're going to get an awful lot done. If you can do it on a consistent basis, you're going to be very, very successful. But most people, unfortunately, for whatever reason, they can't do it. So the next perfect form of expression then is having that goals list, so that you know, if I do this, is it moving me closer to it? And the other thing that you can do as well, because the goals list is like, you know, for the year ahead, and what do you want to have achieved by, you know, December the 31st. The other thing that you can do, which is what I do, is I have a weekly sheet, and on this weekly sheet it says what I want to accomplish and achieve this week. So for example, this week we've got 2 properties empty and another one coming empty. So one of the things on there was to rent the 2 properties out. So we've rented one, we've got another one still today, and we've got viewings today, which fingers crossed will go. Tough times renting wise at the moment. And then hopefully line up a bunch of viewings for this other one. So that's the weekly goal, okay? And then once I've reviewed the annual goals, I can then look at the weekly goals, and then I can go, you know, because I've already chosen what these weekly goals are, and I've already decided what I actually want to achieve on them, you know, last week. Then I can work out, once I got these goals, is that moving me closer to my annual goals? And obviously the answer should be yes. And if the answer is no, then why are they on there?
but it just keeps me on track. And then when I wake up and go, do you know what, I'm going to take a day off, or I'm just going to play on the Xbox all day, or I'm just going to do nothing all day, I'm going to sleep. Oh, sleep sounds wonderful right now. He says, you just not enough sleep in the world right now. The dogs had me up at 5:30 this morning for some reason. So this is the key, is it provides me with a reminder of the things that I should be doing, because I'm really dreadful and I just keep forgetting what I should be doing. I don't know if this is old age, I don't know if this is lockdown. I'm not normally like this, but I have found myself getting progressively worse. And so I've got to find a way of staying on track. You know, my focus, and I was having a conversation with a number of people about this actually. My focus right now is dreadful. I mean, normally it's not great, but right now, it's dreadful. It's beyond dreadful. I just struggle keeping attention. I get bored easy. I find it really hard to read. I just really struggle. I'm guessing everyone's the same. But using these strategies, so it's the annual goal setting, and then it's having a task list for the week. Those two things right there will help you stay on track. And if you fancy having a go at the time management, where you allocate every task to a time slot on your calendar, like, trust me on this, you start doing that, success is not far away, whatever you deem to be success. You know, like one of the things I was saying, I found the secret to weight loss, and it was basically 1500 calories a day, run for 30 minutes a day, and half an hour of weights, maybe an hour of weights. That's it, right? You do that every single day, guarantee you're going to lose the weight, you're going to tone up, and the body will be back to where it should be within 12 months, right? Absolute guarantee. But how difficult is it to actually, you know, do that every single day, 1500 calories every single day? You know, the perfect plan, everyone's got one. The perfect execution of a plan, that takes a little bit more. And that's where you need all these little micro strategies, such as goal setting, both annually and weekly. Anyway, let me know how you guys are doing with your goal setting, and stick them in a box down below, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.